welcome to Unstuck, the podcast for solo business owners who want things to feel better. I'm Libby Langley, business coach, author, and your honest voice of reason when business starts to feel a bit messy. Each week, I help you get unstuck from whatever's holding you back, whether that's overwhelm, overthinking, or offers that just don't quite work, so you can build a business that actually works for you. Here's this week's episode. I'm here today to tell you that you do not need to take 10,000 steps a day, nor achieve 10K financial months in order to succeed. Oh! And importantly, not a medical professional, so, get the appropriate medical advice. However, this episode of the Unstuck podcast with me, Libby Langley, is born out of an article I read on the BBC website. BBC News website, and it's about the 10,000 steps a day target that we all strive for, okay? And what was really interesting is that The Lancet, the medical journal, has done a survey of 160,000 people to see the kind of optimum amount of steps per day, and they did it, they did 10,000 and 7,000 and 2,000 to compare with cardiovascular disease, cancer, dementia, and depression to see how they went down over this period of time. And they found that 7,000 steps is kind of the optimum to make a difference, right? 7,000 steps a day makes an enormous difference to your life. And what was really interesting was that the 10,000 steps a day target was literally born out of a marketing campaign. And I did not know this until I read the article. We all know, you know, like your five fruit or veg a day, 10,000 steps a day. And we all know that that's the thing we should all be aiming for, right? But it was the 10,000 steps, it can be traced back to a 1960s marketing campaign in Japan. So in the run-up to the 1964 Tokyo Olympics, a brand of pedometer, right, you know, that you clip on your belt or whatever, that tracks the amount of steps you do, it was called the Manpo K, forgive my pronunciation, I do not speak Japanese, which translates as 10,000 step meter, right? And so the guy who invented this, I'm sorry, I think it's a woman who invented this, said the lead author of the study, Melody Ding is a woman, hooray, said that this figure was taken out of context for the Manpo K and became an unofficial guideline, which for many fitness trackers and apps, they continue to follow, like decades later from 1964, how long ago, 64, 74, 84, 94, like 60 years later, oh my God. And that's madness, right? It's a myth that perpetuated as the measure for success. And the 10K month, you know, what you must achieve in order to be successful thing, is exactly the same thing. It's just something that someone started talking about or somebody made up, and it is the thing we all must stick to or we're never going to be successful. And it's not based on anything factual. You know, I've said before on a previous podcast episode that if you get £10,000 a month and that's your profit, that's like a 210 grand a year salary, okay? So it's not a normal thing. And I do think that's really funny that it's still seen as the kind of pinnacle barometer of success there. Now, what's been really interesting is for the last 18 months or so, I have been actively trying to increase the number of steps that I am doing. And I have an app. The Apple Health app will tell you your steps, but I have an app. I think it's called WalkFit. I forget, it's called WalkFit. But that if I hit my daily goal of steps, it does a little, you've hit your goal. And I like that. And therefore, it's worth me paying to subscribe to this app because I find it a little daily motivator. But when I first started doing this, I set my target at, 6,500 steps because Apple Health told me that my average for last year was the year before, sorry, when I first started doing it, it was like 3,500 steps on average a day, which, you know, I have a pretty sedentary job, obviously. My business involves sitting at my desk quite a lot. And other than purposeful walking, which we do, we go out into the Peak District and various places and we walk, right? Day to day, not massively active. So that was what I wanted to change. So what I did in true entrepreneur style is immediately set myself a goal that was like double what I was currently achieving. It's like, why do we do that? Why do we think we can go from 0 to 100? It doesn't make any sense, right? Logically, it doesn't make any sense. So I set my goal for 6,500. And it was difficult to do it. And I spent a lot of time walking up and down my landing before I got into bed because I realized that I hadn't done it and, you know, all this stuff. And it was a big jump. And I say nearly double, really, what I had been doing. So I went in, it all broke, I think, in March 2024. So March or April, because I went into hospital, got rushed into hospital. And I couldn't do my steps for a couple of days. After I'd been sent home, I didn't feel well enough, and so the whole thing broke down, and I immediately started eating too much and just not walking anywhere, and so it all kind of fell apart. And partly that was because the goal was just so high. Yeah, probably could have done and would have just done the 3,500 that I'd been achieving before just by not really doing much, because you just do move, right? You just do. I don't know, you My office in this house until we move is on the very top floor. So I've got like three stories. So there's a lot of walking about up and down stairs that I have to do if I want a cup of tea, it's two flights down. So, you know, that natural movement that you do does happen. But it was a couple of months after I'd come out of hospital and, you know, I was very quickly well again. And I thought, right, I'm going to do this differently. This time I'm going to set it for 5,000 steps, because that's an increase on what I had been doing the year before. But it wasn't so much that it became difficult or a challenge or took over my life, right? And so what was interesting for 2024, considering I'd had a couple of months off from doing this and done 600 steps one day and all this, the amount of steps that I achieved was near enough 5,500. So even though for the first chunk of the year, the target had been 6,500, I'd not achieved that, but I had gone over the 5,000 that I'd set myself for the second half of the year. So I'd overachieved. And it's because the target was much more realistic. And so for 2025, I have stayed on the 5,000 steps a day target. And I currently, 6, 7, 8 months into the year, my average is like 7,400 a day, because I'm just moving more, because I'm getting used to it. And this is what's really important about setting your own goals and not relying on kind of arbitrary targets as yardsticks, is that actually you do make a lot of progress without necessarily realizing it. So, of course, when I saw this article in The Lancet reported on the BBC news website, I was like, 7,000 a day, smashed it. You know, my average is just a little bit above that. But it made me feel really good to have it proven by science of 160,000 people. But, you know, as scientific as these things can kind of ever be, that it was doing me good. And I do feel better and I am more active and I am like, oh, I'll just park a bit further away. Blimey, if it's the other side of the Marks & Spencer's car park, right? Just maybe 100 extra steps. I know how it adds up. So my mindset around all this has completely changed. And I think that that's the most, you know, probably the most interesting thing that's come out of this, is that I am just more consciously active than I was. And if I'd have stayed on a, you know, if I'd set myself, got 10,000, because 10,000 steps is what you need to achieve. If I'd have done that, so many times I wouldn't have achieved it, because it was double what I'd set myself. And it's just like, I can't be bothered anymore. And I know that I would have given up. I know absolutely I would have given up. So this isn't about setting low goals, right, at all. It's about picking a number that works for you, not listening to, you need to do 10,000 steps, you must achieve 10K months. Not listening to that and setting what's right for you and overachieving it or increasing it You know, I could go up to 7,000 a day now, but I don't want to, because that's that the 7,300 that Apple says, that's the average, right, for 2025. So there were some days when it's just 5,000. There's some days when it's 20,000. And that's the beauty of averages too. But I know that every day I am going to do at least 5,000 steps. It might be 5,001, but it's at least 5,000 steps. And that's what keeps me motivated and what keeps me kind of interested in it. And you know, I have this ability to kind of gamify stuff for myself. And using an app that gives me that, da-da, you've achieved a daily goal, I'm like, yeah, go me, go me. That all makes a difference. So there's things that you can implement there that will make a difference to you too. But it's so important that you understand where these targets come from, right? And you look at, you know, I don't know, you look at variations or you look at the way that you can adapt it for you. And I'm not saying if you do 10,000 steps a day, you don't need to do that. That's, you know, if it's part of your routine and you're happy with that, that's fine. Same with a 10K month, yeah? But if you're doing 1,000 steps a day, maybe try 1,500 and see what happens. Same as with your income. If you're bringing in £1,000 a month on average, try for 1,500 and see what happens. Don't suddenly go, well, I need 10K or I'm a failure, because that's an impossible scale for most people. It's an impossible leap in one go. Going from 1,000 steps a day to 10,000 steps a day. I mean, you've got to change your entire life, your entire lifestyle, in order to fit that in. And the same with £1,000 a month to £10,000 a month. You've got to change your business model and your marketing and the way you were, I don't know, you were not necessarily your accounting, but you know, the way that you run the business, right? It's completely different. And so to expect yourself to go from that in one leap, it's a recipe for disaster and a recipe for failure and a recipe for disappointment and depression and wanting to give up. Right, so I absolutely just do not advocate that for you. All right, sensible, measurable goals are what's important. Not just latching onto something that people talk about online, like, you know, 10K months, because it sounds sexy, right? It's ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous. You get to choose. You get to choose 10K. You get to choose 100K a month if you want to, if that's something that you have the infrastructure for and the stomach for and the desire for, right? But you get to choose. It's not what anyone else dictates, but the same, £1,000. If that's what's going to make a difference to you in your life, profit, go for it. It doesn't matter, yeah? And what's kind of dangerous about using you know, arbitrary targets like the 10,000 steps and the 10K months as emotional yardsticks, right, is that we use them to measure, we as a society, use them to measure worth, not just effort. And that's really critical, right? You know, it can end up with you saying, if I'm not hitting 10K months, maybe I'm not cut out for this. And it's like, huh? My first experience of 10K months was a really long time ago now. I'd been in business for 18 months or so. So, you know, I'm 14 years in business this year. So a really long time ago. And it was, you know, blimey, successful, right? On paper, smashing it, queen. Yeah, but one year I made a minus percentage in profit because it was so expensive to achieve what I was achieving, partly because of, I don't know, I guess I can call it vanity spending now I look back. You know, I had a team who were expensive because staff costs, salaries and all that. I had a nice office. I had, you know, everybody had a computer. We had a nice sofa. We used to go for team lunches, all the stuff, right? It was so much fun. I went to a conference in San Diego, which I used to do every year. I haven't been for a couple of years now, but used to do every year to Social Media Marketing World or Traffic and Conversion out in San Diego. And I knew that once I went and it was Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday or something. And I wanted to come back on the Thursday night straight after the conference because I wanted to be back in the office on the Friday, which is insane. Okay. And the world was not going to end if I wasn't back in the office for that day. And what I did, I changed my flight to the tune of about £7,000, which is insane. Okay. And so, you know, hitting those 10K months, and you know, I don't know, we're 12, 13, 14, 15, I can't remember what we got to in the end. Back then it was a lot more money than it is now as well, I'll just say that. But it, yeah, the profit, I spent it all. We spent it all. And I learned a multitude of really important lessons there. But also, it really showed me early on in my business that your turnover, which is what people always talk about online when they talk about 10K months or 100K months, it's rarely profit, right? And the profit is the stuff that matters, because the profit is the stuff that you get to keep. It's what pays for your holiday and pays your mortgage and pays your internet bill and all these things, right? That's what matters. And like I say, 10K profit in a business, if it's just you as well, is equivalent to a 210-ish grand a year salary. Now, I know for a fact I'm not going to apply for a 210 grand a year job. I'm not going to apply for any job, but I'm not going to apply for a 210 grand a year job. Not because I can't do it, because I'm sure I've got the skills and experience and qualifications and all of that to be as good as people who would do that. But because I don't want to. I don't want the pressure. I don't want the responsibility. I don't want the probably bureaucracy. I don't want all that, right? I'm not remotely into the hours, the everything. Not remotely interested in doing that. I've done my career of working for other people, and now I work for myself in the way that I want to, right? That's not to say I can't earn that in my business. Really importantly, you can earn whatever you want to in your business. But I just want to kind of put that comparison out there for you to denormalize this talk of 10K months, really, that like 10,000 steps a day. You know, a lot of people don't do that because, well, physically, perhaps you can't. Just, you know, there's 101 reasons, right? You know, this kind of 10K months goal, if you transmute it from the, whatever the word is, from the corporate world, from employment world, to your own business and back again, you know, it's just like, oh no, I don't want that job. I don't want that job. And whilst you can run your business completely differently to the way a job would be in a company, probably the responsibility, the effort, the energy, the time, the, you know, all of that stuff, probably some of that carries over, because it just kind of has to a lot of the time, depending on how you run your business. So this is the kind of, you know, I just want to denormalize it really and say that you go for whatever target that you are comfortable with. And it doesn't matter what anyone else thinks. And also, you don't have to tell anyone else, right? Who cares? It doesn't. Who, you know, whatever. Put it on. Why would you put it online? It's like, who cares? I don't know. You don't put your salary online. Not that we shouldn't talk about money. We absolutely should talk about money. But it doesn't matter to anyone else, right? Share it with the people that it matters to. I don't, you know, we have a weird thing about, oh, I don't know. Anyway, screenshots of stand store sales and all that. And it's like, okay, I don't know. Is that meant to be inspiring? Because your business is different to my business. And so it doesn't matter. Very strange. Anyway, we live in an odd world now. So when you say, if I'm not hitting 10K months, maybe I'm not cut out for this, that's where this kind of stuckness begins. It doesn't begin from facts. It begins from shame. And so not hitting the 10K months automatically means you're a failure, right? And that's what you look at, rather than looking at, well, I've done this and I've done this and I've done this and I've helped these people and this is the money I have brought in. And look, I just went on that holiday and it was really super. And look at my new curtains, whatever you want to spend your money on, right? That's the way to do it, to celebrate what you have achieved and what you do want, and then plan for the next stage. And if that next stage involves growth, great. Make it incremental, because you'll get there way quicker rather than just doubling. And I can remember, you know, at times I've sat out in the garden of whichever house I've been living in, I've done this kind of, right, I want to bring in, sorry, absolutely use the wrong word, because then it's profit, right? I want to do this month. I want to do these figures. Let me do the maths backwards to work that out. And forgetting completely about the thing that actually matters to me, which is I want to help people with this. That's what really lights me up. Yeah. And if I get 100K a month for doing that, ta-da, I'm not going to turn it down. But, you know, if I get less than that, then that's cool too, because my happiness comes in two ways. As long as I get the money that I need and want each month, importantly, then anything above that is great. But I know the kind of target goal that I have is comfortable living. And so that's enough. I'm all right with that. That's cool, you know, because I've thought it all through. I've set it out. I know what I need. And I know how much I want to work. I know how much effort I want to put into what I'm doing. And that's also really important too, that balance of knowing how you want to live your life and how you want to run your business, right? All of this comes into it. And there's also a trap that you can fall into, right? You know, the trap of overachiever logic, which is once you've hit a goal, you need a new goal, yeah? So if 7K isn't enough, you know, whatever, I don't know. If okay, going back to my numbers, if 3.5K steps wasn't enough, it's got to be 5K steps. It's got to be 7.5K steps. It's got to be 10K steps. And the same with money. And if you hit the 10, be it money or steps, then you've got to aim for 20, right? Because you've got that far. So you've got to double it. Let's just double it. And there's no end point when you kind of have that overachiever logic. It's just burnout. It's an absolute recipe for burnout. And becomes such a hyper-focus, which for us neurodivergent people can be a blessing and a curse, the hyperfocus that we, ability that we have. You know, it's just burnout in a shiny outfit, a boast online. It's not healthy. And it's also probably not the route to happiness. I would say absolutely it's not. More doesn't feel like a route to happiness to me. Yeah. Unless it's more and more people that you're helping in a conscious and supportive way. Lots of, so many caveats to all of this. But these goals can often distract you from what you actually want. So a lot of my clients, I know, they're in different sizes of business, generally speaking solo business owners, but sometimes from franchisors, so kind of, it's a kind of bigger business, although they might actually work on their own a lot of the time. You know, and some have part-time jobs as well. So run their business on the side. But every single one of them is successful in their own right. But, you know, 3 to 5K, 7K, bringing in a month, that's kind of 3 to 7 is kind of where most of my clients are or desire to be, right? It's a really sweet spot, that. But it's very easy to feel like a failure because that's your goal. You know, that. As someone who wants to clear £1,500 a month. And I just love that. I just love that because it's so thought out, right? But if 10K months. I mean, it's very easy to see yourself as a failure if all you want is 1500. And I don't even say all you want. I say all you want as the counter argument, right? But if what you want is 1500, it's just like £1,500 clear for working part-time in your business. That's not bad, eh? You know, it's better than a lot of jobs would be. And plus, you get to choose. So set the goals that you really genuinely want. Be they 1,500, be they 10, be they 20, be they 100, whatever. You get to choose. It's not for me to set them for you. And there is a real value in enoughness. I love this. I really embody enoughness because you get to redefine your own success, right? You get to define it and you get to redefine it, not in numbers necessarily, although you've got to make some money or you haven't got a business, but how your business feels, right? What makes you proud? What makes you feel safe? What makes you feel energized? These also count a lot, as well as the income. Because if you're not feeling proud, safe, energized, happy, go get a job where you get paid your annual leave and where you get paid your pension contributions and where you get paid sick pay and where the buck stops with someone else, right? That's the choice. That's absolutely the choice that we make here. how you feel in your business is arguably more important than how much you bring in, because you could be phenomenally successful on paper, like I was back in the early days, but not be happy and therefore get rid of all your stuff and get rid of your office and slash your income, but actually up your profit, right? But on paper, it all looks bad. And so this is why you need to be in control, and you need to know, and you need to listen to your own voices in the way that you shape your business, and nobody else's. But support is out there. Don't forget that. I'm always here. And, you know, my Unstuck community is always there if you want to come join us and talk through this kind of stuff, because it does make a difference having someone to, to sensibilize. That's not even a word, but to have a sensible opinion and a counter opinion, and to listen and to support you. So find your community champion. And if that's me and my Unstuck community, amazing. But there's tons of places out there where you can get support, and you can develop the business that you really want. But you don't need 10,000 steps a day. Science, the Lancet says you don't need 10,000 steps a day. 7 is good, and you don't need 10K months necessarily. It's up to you what you choose to do. But remember, profit always wins over turnover. Thank you for joining me today on the Unstuck podcast. I've been Libby Langley, and I will see you next week. Ta-ra! Thanks for listening to Unstuck. Make sure you follow or subscribe so you never miss an episode. If you enjoyed today's show, I'd love it if you left a review. It really helps more solo business owners find the podcast and reminds them they're not alone. Want to chat about this episode or suggest a future topic? You'll find me on Instagram @LibbyLangley. See you next week.